Gina was having a difficult year. She and her boyfriend were both battling drug addictions. She got pregnant, broke the law through her drug use, and ended up in jail. When she was released, she started coming to our prenatal classes. She seemed glad for the tried and true information we provided, but she was having a tough time staying off drugs. Then, her boyfriend died due to an overdose, and Gina grew very angry with God. She ended up being homeless for a time, and we lost touch with her, yet we never stopped praying for her. One day, our director saw Gina walking down the street with a baby in a stroller. Gina waved and said, "I'm coming to visit you soon." And a short time later, she stopped in with her baby. She told us she had found a place to live at a local women's shelter and that she wanted to be in our parenting classes. We were so glad for her to sign up. Since then, Gina has been regularly attending our parenting sessions, and she's been more open to talking and learning about the Lord. We continue to pray that Gina will make positive choices for herself and for her baby, especially that she would trust Jesus as her Savior. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." No matter how dim our habits or choices may be, Jesus is faithful to offer His light for our lives. I recently read a devotion by Nicky Gumbel. He's the pioneer of the Christian Introductory Alpha Course. He said, "Light and darkness are opposite, but not equal. A little candle can light a whole room full of darkness and will not be dimmed by it." We are so glad to be able to shine the light of Jesus through the services we provide and the people who provide them to our clients. The unrivaled light of Christ drives darkness away. We have all been created for Him.